Hey guys, this is Derek Bumper, and I'm the UpBus podcast host, and we are Brewing Solutions with the Car Guy Coffee podcast. Get you some.
Yeah! Hey. Car guys, ooh, car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Cafe.
Yes.
We are excited to get things going. You ready to brew?
I'm always ready to brew, especially
Derek
these solutions.
Bumper, a solutionary of solutionaries is here to do what it is that we are so excited to do today, and that's join us on this incredible bus ride into the lane of the fast trackers.
Yes.
Oh,
that's the left lane. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what the left lane is. Get out of my way. I'm a fast tracker. I got to go.
Faster than me, hit that turn signal and move over. Because the up bus is on its way.
You know
okay?
It.
You know why? You know what it is that's fueling the up bus today? I know what it is. It's
Car Guy Coffee.
And car guys and car gals, this Car Guy Coffee has been brought to you and brewed up for you tonight by
Think Ad Group.
And we are so excited
to
be Brewing Solutions with people that are visionaries and want to help you inside of your business today. And they are making sure that we are getting connected with a fast tracker like Derek Bumper.
Yes.
Folks, do you hear this bus coming? I feel this bus coming. And guess what? Hey, car guys, car gals, at the moment that we're still filming this, we are still inside of the season and what would be considered the week of Father's Day.
It is Father's Day, folks.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
To everybody out there. And I am so excited that we are having somebody here that when he tries to address the professional public about who it is that he is, the very first title that he puts on badge is that he is a father.
Boom.
Before he's a sales trainer, before he is an up bus podcast host and driver, right? Or a digital marketer. He is a father.
Father.
That is something that's inspirational and I'm excited about. And that's, I mean, guys, get me pouring my heart about how excited I am to have a solutionary like Derek on the show. Guys, it'll take all night, and we want to hear from him. Fred, I know you're pumped up. We've been having a good conversation before this.
Oh,
I haven't dumped it all out yet.
We've had the fortunate opportunity just about a month or so ago to be on your show, The Up Bus, man. What an honor it was. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys, actually. It was super fun with it, man.
You did a great job. You're a great host, man, and your show is very
– learned a lot.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's been a really fun show to watch. I've seen a lot of your other guests. I've really been fortunate. You've had some really good people on that show, man. And it's pretty impressive. And I know that it's just the beginning. I'm looking forward to seeing your future. I know you have a lot of other things that are stirring up in the pot right now. And and you're doing this stuff at a very accelerated rate. I think better than most people would be doing in a situation that's going on in the world today. A lot of people would give up. And I think that you've done the complete opposite. So we're real excited about this five-liner, Derek.
Crazy excited.
Seriously. You know, you've got to know us. You asked us the questions. So when you drilled us, we got to go through some stuff. We talked about the market. We talked about, you know, COVID. We talked about Carvana. We went through a lot of stuff. I don't know if you know, but we had the opportunity to talk to two directors from Carvana that actually just stepped down. And we had them on our show recently, a couple of brews ago. And man, really cool. Nikki Hendrickson and then Chris Coleman. Both of them were just, you know, they're Silicon Valley guys, you know what I mean?
So they sold Carvana the entity that helped the trade appraisal occur, and then working together with the subprime niche. And now they're out on their own doing some incredible things to help refinance cars for people
with clutch.com
with a decreasing interest rate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
so as they make payments, they get the rate goes down. So by the belt, if you finish their car,
what if everybody that leaves your dealership that doesn't buy a car has that option to start dropping their rate and accelerate their equity into their car? Seriously, you know what I mean? That's genius stuff.
Well, it's also rewarding people for fixing their stuff. All right. And it's really cool. But enough about them, man. We are so honored to have you here. It was just really cool.
But we helped bridge that. You know what I mean?
You did.
It was a big conversation.
I don't know if they maybe saw that. They heard us talk about Carvana and how I said, hey, I have no problem with them. You know, I do. You know, I obviously want part of that market. But they honestly reached out to us and said, hey, I love your show. I want to be on your show.
I think that one guy, there was a commenter who was like, he was very in depth with the questions he was asking about Carvana.
Right after that, the conversation started.
Yeah,
that's what we were like, are you an agent?
So, so it was really cool. So it's really neat how all that correlated together. And then now we're right back here with you.
Solutions,
so I'm excited about brewing some more solutions with you, Derek. So welcome to the show. How are you
welcome.
Doing today?
Welcome.
I'm fantastic, man. It's been a good week. Finally, I think with all this COVID stuff, we're starting to open back up. So they've got me back on the road, traveling to different dealerships. Hit Macon recently, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And actually just today got back from Columbia, South Carolina. So I'm excited, man. Super excited.
Yeah. He did that loop. Yeah, man, that's good for you. I'm glad that you're out there. Obviously, the more busy you are, the more productive you can be, the more you can learn, the more you can grow. And it sounds like you're doing some stuff. It's nice to be able to spread what you have going on to a lot of different people and have a good reach. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the more you could do that, hopefully that multiplies to other people. You know, leaving a legacy everywhere. Yeah, man, that's pretty cool.
How did you get to most of those places?
My job for American Car Center is that I'm basically the social media trainer, basically. Of course, I hold a lot of hats with that, but, it's just going to around to our different dealerships and talking to the management there and talking to the salesman. And, of course, sometimes you're stepping in to run the show if necessary. So that's kind of basically how I get around to those guys. Driving around, you know, no planes, thank God. I'm not trying to fly this year. I think it's a little too soon for all that. But.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are kind of in limbo inside of that. But when we're not wanting to get on an airplane, we always make sure that anywhere we want to go in the lifestyle of, I don't know, hashtag keep growing, it's to apply 3Fs.
That's right. You know what it
and
is.
And it doesn't mean you don't need to get on an airplane to do this, folks. But together, Derek, Bumper, and us here on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, we are going to forgive, focus, fly. So, Derek, you already know these moves. Let's go ahead and do this together. Join me as we forgive, focus, fly on 3, 1, 2, 3. Forgive,
focus,
fly.
Did it.
Hey, I like it. Man.
All right. So we're going to get into this five liner. Lou, why don't you go ahead and hit him with that first question? I know you want to do it. I usually hit him with the first question, but this gives Lou an opportunity to go ahead and dig
and
in.
Just get, oh, go ahead and
he's got a lot of energy tonight. He's so excited to have you, Derek, just like I am. But yeah. Lou was super pumped. He came walking in here like, let's go.
And my kids have been blowing my head up all day. You know what I mean? Making me feel like Superman. You know, so I definitely feel super, especially Brewing Solutions and on my second cup of Car Guy Coffee. So here we go. Let's go ahead and get these conversations started. All right. Question number one.
Yes, sir.
So, well, I guess, guys, we got to break down what a fast tracker is, okay? And the whole reason why you're here. A fast tracker inside of my book is going to be somebody that is definitely making accelerated movements on the track that we are all on, but they are somebody that finds the rhythm, finds the vein, finds the current that can help accelerate them to where it is that they're trying to go. And by doing that, they pick up a lot of tread, right? They pick up a lot of ground because they're moving fast. They're staying connected. They're staying grounded, right? They're staying focused. So a fast tracker like Derek has many, many, many successes that come along the way really, really quick. Some people aspire to a quarter of the things that I've seen and heard about him doing inside of his career so far, right? Yeah, so, and I'm saying that so that all you other solutionaries that are out there understand, you know, there is so many people that are around you that are able to find their greatness if they just believe in themselves first, have had some great successes to build up their confidence, and they apply a discipline to their work habits that always is a breeding ground for great success to happen if there is a good source of confidence and belief from another being poured into them. So having somebody that can teach them right. So having somebody that can show them the way right. When saying that, you are a person that is able to get into this lane of learning and fast-tracking your career. What is it? Ooh. That has been the key thing that you have had your focus on while making this run on the up bus that is Derek Bumper, because there is no up bus podcast without Derek Bumper, right? That's not there without you, okay? What is it that you're ultimately setting out to shoot for as far as the immediate goal of the up bus now? It's going to change once you get to that station, right? The next success is going to go on. You're going to fly to a higher hill. But what is it that you are actually driving to right now that is making you such a fast tracker? You know what I mean? Why is it that you won't let the speed limit that society and the business set for people be what applies to you?
That's that's deep.
Right? Come on. Go ahead and hit your chest. For me one
I like
time.
It. I like
Real
it.
Real quick, hit your chest one time for me.
Yeah.
That's what we do with everybody. All right. We're hitting deep. All right, here we go.
You know, I think that, with the UpPod podcast and a couple other things that we're doing right now, like my mindset and my nearest goals is honestly to just provide as much value as possible. I know that's a kind of canned response, but, when I came into this business, I was super hungry. I was probably one of the worst salesmen that you ever saw in your life, but I was super hungry, and I'd heard that, car guys, that they make a really nice living for those who get it and they really, understand it. They make a really, good living for themselves. But I wasn't exposed to very much training except for one, which was by the Skyline and Phil in Group 1 Target Training. And it just blew my mind, and it literally changed my life. So my immediate goals it's not so much for the money or anything like that. Like I'm really not focused on this. It's just finding the right way to speak to that one person out there that's maybe struggling or just having a hard go of it. It's like, man, I'm missing that one thing. How do I get to the next level? And as I bring on different people and, I speak my own stuff out there, maybe I touch that one person to just unlock it and like, boom, now I'm running again. In regards to like how we're the speed of which we're going. Honestly, man, my mother passed away a couple of years ago, and that was a really like critical moment for me. And I think I've always been someone, unfortunately, who was like tried to fly below the radar and not live up to my potential. But when she passed, one of the things that I said to myself, and actually it's crazy, I was talking about this the other day. I was like, for that moment, for a lot of people, of course, it's a harrowing moment. It can change your life. But for me personally, I wanted to consciously make this moment right here the time that I change. Like I won't, I'm not going to live beneath my potential anymore. I'm always going to push and go. Cool. You may not know what you're doing. All right. So what? We're going to go out there and try it. And that's the beauty of sales, because it gives you that armor, that mentality to know that, you're going to hear 1,000 no's, but it really only takes one yes.
Right.
So I guess it's just being, I don't want to say fearless, but courageous enough to overcome that fear and say, fuck it. Let's roll out, rock and roll. Excuse me. I don't mean to curse on. We can curse on it, but you're being courageous enough to just push, and keep going. And it's working. We're going somewhere. So,
Derek, and I love that, man. And
speaking of courageous,
it is being courageous. And also, just you can speak freely, brother. Don't worry about anything you say. I talk freely as much as I can, but speak freely, man. You're a guest. You're allowed to do whatever you need to do. But man, what a great way of thinking. I think that you've definitely lived that. And having that type of courage is very important. The thing is that the easiest way to learn, and I think the Air Force may have taught you this with the on-the-job training type stuff, is to do it.
Yeah. When
you can get taught a process, and we do, and like the Air Force even has technical orders for everything you freaking do. And so when you get out in the world, you can have those orders and you use those things, but at the same time, until you actually do and you apply and you actually do it as you're going and you mess up and you do it right and so on and so forth, it's never going to get there. So you have to just jump in and just say, hey, you know what? Hey, you want to go out here and be a finance manager? Sure, I'll do it. Never done it before, but right. Why would you say no? Because you want to learn something like that. No matter what the task they ask, you're the kind of guy who would do that. And it's because you always want that opportunity to get better at your craft a little bit more. It's something exciting about that. The unknown, the uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I love that answer.
I mean, and that's something that he's gone into before, and on not just on the side of serving our country in the Air Force, but also serving domestically as a firefighter. Right. This is something that he took, took the honor of doing, locally as well. So again, this isn't make believe. You know what I mean? The subprime hero loves brewing solutions with other heroes that are out there making things happen. Of the car business. And I'm so honored to have you here doing what it is that you're doing. And see, folks, you got to take people that are like Derek or take people, period, and say, hey, look, I don't care what it is that's in front of you. You can blast through that wall, right?
Yes.
And with a heart like that, I mean, you're going to continue to do great. I can't wait to see what 10 years looks like. You know what I mean? I can't wait to see what the rest of this.
You're still a pup, Derek. Like. You're still a pup.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like I got a couple miles on me though.
Those are highway miles, baby.
Those are all highway miles.
Yeah, you're moving.
You know, but everything is good, man. And you'll see. You know, I'm looking forward to, like you said, seeing Derek 10 years from now, because it's going to be an exciting thing to see, especially if you continue on the path that you're currently going on, which I know you will. And I think we're all going to be friends. We're going to be talking about it every year.
Like, I think, man, 2 years from now is going to be,
you know, like, it's going to be exciting. You know, 2 years from now is going to be exciting, but 10 years, man, wait and see, my friend. But yeah, the opportunity is limitless. You know what? The one thing about the car business, which is amazing, you know, alongside, like, I love what you talked about, how it does that to a person, how it can make, it gives you that opportunity to do those things, which every deal was an opportunity to be courageous. Every person you go up and shake a hand and welcome to the dealership is a chance for you to be something that you know, something that's unknown, something scary. So
the
more you do
it, they're going to say no.
It's the worst thing. They can't fire you. They can't do that. You know, and then just like picking up the phone on a sales call, you know, all that stuff, that all that courage that comes from that, with just doing it over and over and over and then feeling comfortable with doing it, you know, just like anything else. And you have so many opportunities in the car business on a daily basis. If you work hard, work the leads, use your social media, do your, you know, stuff we'll talk about some more later. I know that you love to talk about. But when you do all those things and you have the opportunities in front of you, you know, years in, next thing you know, it's like, it's comfortable, you know, but you find ways to be more uncomfortable. But anyway, that leads to my second question, you know, and that being said, I know that the car business was something that you got into, you know, and you love it. Before that, you were in some other stuff, but what, I know that you were in the motorcycle gang for a little bit with the, not gang, but game. You were, but I'm saying, like, you were with Harley, you sold Harleys for a little bit, internet sales consultant. And I saw that you did that for a little bit. Then you decided, waiting for the opportunity to be a firefighter. What made you say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get back into the sales game, but I want to do it in the automobile business instead of the motorcycle.
Great question. You know, it was an experience out in, I'll say, like, right before we were considering moving to Biloxi, Mississippi. My wife now, she's my wife. And, you know, we had a couple of close calls, you know, with some fires. And she's like, yo, I want you to really look at this. Like, if you were, you know, something happened to you, how much are you going to get paid from? And you know what I'm saying? Even though, like, you know, and that's a real conversation. So I was like, man, I love it. But the reality is that, you know, I got kids, right? So coming down here, because I could have went straight into, you know, the Biloxi, you know, fire departments over there. You know, I'd already talked to some of the upper leadership, and they were happy to have me, all my stuff translating. But, I think it was actually my homeboy, Romeo Shepherd. He talked to me. He's like, bro, you know what? You kill it. Everywhere you go to sell stuff, you do so well. I don't know how you do it. You know what I'm saying? From selling cell phones to, you know, even when you're selling the motorcycles, you know, you did really well. Why don't you try cars a shot? I heard they make good money. And that's literally, like, the, you know, what I did, went in there to do. Just walked in. Hey guys, heard y'all make some decent money. Give me a shot, you know? And, you know, the kind of the rest is history on that. They gave me a shot and I learned a lot. Again, guys, I was terrible, terrible. Pat Peck, Kia, actually, in the Albertville, Mississippi. Yeah. So, Group One Automotive. But the one thing that kind of helped me to grow, you know, even though I was bad for a while, but I stuck with it. So I'm big on that. You know, that stick-to-itiveness, you know. And I'm hard-headed, too. I was like, I refuse to be the worst in this building for long. But, you know, being at that dealership, though, and just kind of going through that, I learned to become a student of sales. You know, I was blessed to have a couple of, you know, trainers that came through, and we even had I think it was the Red Rooster Company, you know, like event sales, mm-hmm. You know, and watching these, you know, guys who've been here for years and just watching them work. Like, I remember it was one customer, we spent literally 3 hours closing, and I'm just sitting over here and all like, how are you still talking? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, But, you know, seeing those you know, basically Avengers is how I look at these superheroes just going out there and crushing it, right? I was like, you know what? I can do that. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I can do that. And I made a commitment to it, you know?
Yeah, that's great. The car business is such a confidence builder for people. Or it could break you down. You know, I've seen people come into the doors, try to become a salesperson, put the work in, and turn into just go in from wearing like, you know, like can't even buy a suit and can't even have a real tie. They're borrowing their dad's tie and all that stuff to come in for an interview to the point where they're just rocking like Gucci and they got everything they want. That rolling whatever.
Oh, man.
And they're walking around like, you know, like everything, you know, and it's a beautiful thing to see happen, you know, because that's the kind of confidence it puts in you. It lets you know that, hey, there's more to this world. And all I have to do is put the work in. All I have to do is. It's not even the hours. I mean, it's hours, it's time, but it's the doing the job. It's just do your job. And when you do your job and you take every opportunity and you take it to the fullest, it's unbelievable.
And building that mentality, man, that's why I'm such an evangelist for the car business. Well, sales in general, but more important, the car business, because the mentality I got from doing this, man, is just like, I'm nowhere near, I believe, where I should be, but I think I'm doing pretty well, and everything has come from just the mentality that I learned from these car guys, the folks who are more experienced than me. I had never seen a black card in my life, you know, and my GM at my second dealership whipped one out. I'm like, that metal thing, that's it, huh? Just unlimited. You can buy whatever. He's like, yeah, I can buy whatever I want. I just had to pay it back. I was like, wow, that's what's up. But opening and expanding my horizons to different things and different ways of looking at life. And
what's out there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And it made it, that's how it was for me. I stepped in, it was I saw an advertisement, $60,000 a year. Maybe it was 80, I don't know, but I think 60 in my head. And that was enough for me back then. I just got out of the Air Force, right? So I was like, 60K, health benefits, 401K. I was like, yep,
let's go.
I'm going here. But I get there and I was so fortunate to have a manager that was like, 60 is minimum in this mug. If you really want, if you're going to be a top guy and if you're that type of person who's using the top of whatever you do, you can make six figures, no problem. And I'm like, really? Are you serious? And sure enough, he wasn't lying. And he made us feel like we could be anything. We could be like millionaires in this business, you know, the way that feels. And that's how it made us. And we are out there like swagging it out with all us on the floor, just feeling great, looking good every day. We're, you know, head to toe, polished shoes. We're out there just crushing a lot, you know, just getting our thing down. And then we had a chance to go on the road for, man, almost a decade. So I was out there traveling, doing all those staffed events. You know,
we
I
did got that to for do a long
time. Don Ray ended up.
It was fun. You know,
we got to have people inside a dealership sit there and watch us, and afterwards just sit there and say, wow.
Yeah. Wow, exactly like you. How you're talking about. They're like,
we would help them make so much money so fast.
How'd you get them that to this?
Well, you know, and just sit there like this and then walk away. And, you know, depending on where you are, what parts of the country, like, man, boy, you are sick, slick as snot. You are good. Man, you're good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or different other parts of the country. Times, like, holy cow, man.
So, and that's a lot of
really talking. Wow.
That's how you get skills in this game, man. But it just comes with being brave enough to say things, but are brutally honest things. You know, it's not bullcrap you feed them. It's real brutally honest, truthfully honest. Just, hey, man, this is how it is, guys, and I just want to help you. And you have to be professional and really exude, I really care what you're buying here. I really care about your credit. I really care about the vehicle that you purchase, that you take home with your family. I care about your budget. I care about all this stuff. But this is the best way to buy it, and I'm just trying to show you the best way to buy it.
And
anyway,
our technique was also on urgency. There was something about that was a built-in urgency of us being there at that time. We're only going to be there. So there is no tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like I keep hearing Apollo
next week,
in the
gone.
Background.
We're gonna get,
you know what I mean?
Deal.
There is no tomorrow. Yeah. You know, and trying to make sure that we dump everything that we have, man, in our arsenal right there to help a deal come together. And when dealerships would get better and grow.
Leave it all on the table.
So people would be so excited and motivated and be excited when we come back to say how they used what they learned throughout the rest of the month, which was always exciting, you know. But
good times, though. Good times.
So speaking of that,